You are invited to listen to sisters reflecting on their experience of receiving care after a lifetime of giving it to others. Sisters Muriel Cooney, Natalie DiNatale, John Rose Hartling, and Mary Reynolds are facing forward with hope and integrity.
You're four amazing women who have given so much service and so much care for others, and now your life journey comes to a place where you have to receive. So, Muriel, can you begin, when you think of the circle, the path of your life, and you've come to this point, what are some of the things that it makes you think about?
Yeah, I think about, yes, it's true that that all of us, just for choosing this way of life, that we all gave, that we were all givers, you know, and then you find yourself in a position where all of that changes, and then you are receiving. But when I think about that, the thing that really impresses me is the wonderful care that I have received from being in the infirmary. I'm just amazed. Those aides and nurses were just so loving and so caring and so professional that I will never forget that. I just will never forget the care and the concern, mm-hmm. you know, that I had. And not only for me, while they were with me, but they're concerned about the next person that they're going mm-hmm. to be helping. But it's a big adjustment, because you want to get up and you want to go around and,
right.
and help others.
Yeah.
My best experience being yeah. here is Mass and Communion every day.
Yeah.
And then I can go down at 4 o'clock and say prayers with some members of the community. That's my best thing. I can say my stations to the choir, all the things I did in Saugerties. You know, and as Katie said, when I was in Pembroke, I kind of gave to the people because I talked to them.
Pembroke
oh,
and
Kingston.
Oh, that was like the rehab
in
facility.
Kingston, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. It was the best place. It really was.
And it sounds like the prayer, like the prayer when you're really desperate, it's like the final prayer we all have, like, please help me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's all the other words just...
Yes, Jesus, take care of it.
Now. Like, I know the whole time I remember you from Saugerties, you had a tremendous devotion to the Stations of the Cross.
Yes.
But I think, does it mean more, even more now? Like, because of your life situation, it's like, you're there.
I could put myself in each station.
Right. Wow.
Well, it's interesting, but lately I have been having remembrances of my mother and father. And they lived till they were close to 90 years old. And while I was the caretaker, especially for the last year of my mother's life, I was very conscious of being responsible and of being there and of talking to the rest of the family and keeping connected that way. So I'm not sure that I took full advantage of where they were in terms of their need for more presence. In fact, I remember my mother saying one night we were sitting watching Jeopardy or something, and I got up to make a cup of tea or that, and her mother said to me, "Don't you ever sit down."
Mm.
So those memories, which I didn't appreciate so much while they were happening, those memories are almost renewing my relationship with my parents.
Mm.
It was a learning that I wasn't looking for, but it's something that came up. So I guess in terms of losses and in terms of where I am today, I think it's a value that I can only appreciate at this time. So where else have I been on this journey? Well, with my own illness, it's a neurological problem, and it's not going to be cured. But I live with it every day. I find a lot of support, as you would imagine. And it's teaching me about other people who are not well. I live in Siena Hall on the second floor, and I'm living with there are about 9 of us that are a core. But you have somebody like Marie Doherty, Miriam Joseph, Lois, who have reached 100 and beyond. I have a meal with them a couple of times a day. And while they're not able to participate as much as they'd like to, they're happy, but they express gratitude for your visit. So I'm learning more. I thought I was important in that it would be important for me to be present to each one of them in a special way. Well, that's part of it, and that's only part of it. I need to continue to look and be grateful. And they're helping me to connect the dots, you might say, because it is a circle. There's no beginning point or no end point. We're all there because we're not in the best of health. People are at different levels, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
Yeah.
And they're here because they need to be here, but they're here for other reasons than that. Mm-hmm. And they're grateful people, and even when there's a little fight going on. Yeah. There's always somebody saying, I'm sorry I started that, or whatever.
Yeah. That's great. So, thank you for sharing.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Peggy's just so powerful.
And I'm just very grateful that I'm here in Sparkle, number one. I look at all that Sparkle has to offer me and has offered me through all the years. And to be in Sparkle in the infirmary, it's a blessing. How many congregations don't have an infirmary like that? So we just, and you have, I have a lot of companions. I'm still able to take my walker and annoy everybody during the day. So like, you know, these,
yes.
I do. I really, in spite of being in the infirmary, I am enjoying myself because I can still move around a little bit.
Right, and you can go down for your meals.
That's very, very important.
And be with other people, be with the community. So it's very integrated.
Yes, yes, very important.
Has there been anything as time has gone by and, you know, you've gotten a little less active or you've had health challenges, is there anything that helps you? What helps you in your life to get through?
All I know is just praying and asking for God to be with me as I go. I enjoy just going around socializing with the nuns on my floor. I really do.
So being social is important to you.
Very important to me.
So that's good advice. Try and stay social as much as possible.
I try to bring them a laugh every now and then.
Yeah.
So being with all kinds of people, different levels of disability and all, mm-hmm. I just found, I learned from that, mm-hmm. and I found that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. And they were giving to me just by being who they are and being in that day room, you know.
So it's once again, yeah. The circle. It's like,
yes.
Even though you're not if I'm a sister sitting in Siena Hall with severe memory loss, I'm still giving.
Yes.
So it's not that the giving ever ends, it's just different.
Yeah.
So it's a misnomer that you ever stop giving.
Yes.
Your presence even mm-hmm. among the nuns is very important.
Yeah.
And that's giving, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming together.
These women of wisdom disprove the notion that we ever stop giving. Rather, we give and receive in a never-ending circle of care and compassion. Similar to Jesus' friends in Luke 10, sometimes we are more active, like Martha, and other times we are more contemplative, like Mary.